Diabetes is a disease in which the body does not produce or properly use insulin. Insulin is a hormone made by the pancreas that the body uses to convert the food that you eat into energy needed for daily life. Let's take a closer look at how insulin works. When you eat, your body breaks down food into sugar. Sugar is used as a source of energy by your body. Sugar travels through the bloodstream to reach all the cells in your body. Sensing that you have eaten, your pancreas releases insulin. Insulin takes the sugar from the blood into your body's cells to be used for energy. This energy supports all of your body's functions needed to stay alive. Type 1 diabetes is a disease in which the body does not make insulin. Type 1 diabetes accounts for 5 to 10% of all cases of diabetes. It is usually diagnosed in children and young adults and lasts for the person's whole life. People with type 1 diabetes take insulin daily. They also need to keep their blood sugar in a target range by balancing insulin with a meal plan and exercise. Type 2 diabetes accounts for 90 to 95% of all cases of diabetes, and most often occurs in middle-aged or older adults. People with type 2 diabetes manage their diabetes by using a meal plan, being active, and taking diabetes medicines if needed. Working with their healthcare team, all people with diabetes can develop a treatment plan that works for them. When people have diabetes, their body does not make any or enough insulin. Without insulin, your body can't use food properly. That is, sugar cannot enter your cells and be used for energy. As a result, sugar builds up in the blood. Often the pancreas makes some insulin, but the body cannot use it well. This is called insulin resistance. If your body cannot use insulin, sugar cannot enter your cells and be used for energy. Again, sugar builds up in your blood. To help the sugar enter the cells, the pancreas tries to make more insulin. For some reason, as if the pancreas gets tired, insulin production eventually slows down. Most people with type 2 diabetes have insulin resistance and defective insulin secretion. That is, their body cannot properly use the insulin it makes, and their body does not make enough insulin. Now we know the two different types of diabetes. But what can diabetes lead to? We have already learned that diabetes causes sugar to build up in the bloodstream. High levels of blood sugar can damage small blood vessels throughout the body, such as in the eyes, the kidneys, and in nerves in your feet. High blood sugar can also harm large blood vessels, including those in your heart. High blood sugar can lead to long-term problems, such as vision problems, kidney disease, foot problems, heart disease, including heart attack, and stroke. Click on an item in the bulleted list to learn more about complications of diabetes. While all diabetes problems are serious, heart disease and stroke are the leading causes of early death among people with diabetes. In fact, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Many people with diabetes have what's often called the metabolic syndrome, a cluster of other health problems in addition to diabetes. These other problems include high blood pressure, bad cholesterol, and obesity. Many researchers believe that the metabolic syndrome may be associated with insulin resistance, a condition in which your body does not use insulin well and is common in people with type 2 diabetes. Because each of the problems associated with the metabolic syndrome increases one's chances of having a heart attack or stroke, together they can add up to big trouble. Fortunately, you can delay and/or prevent complications by learning about the ABCs of diabetes. If you have diabetes, you are at a greater risk for heart disease and stroke. You can lower your risk by taking care of the ABCs of diabetes. The A1C check provides a big picture of your overall blood sugar levels over the last 2 to 3 months. Ask your diabetes care provider to perform this blood check. A high A1C means that sugar is accumulating in your blood. The suggested target for A1C is below 7. Have your A1C checked at least twice a year. High blood pressure makes your heart work harder than it should. You'll hear your blood pressure reading said as two numbers, such as 130 over 80. The first number is the pressure as your heart beats and pushes blood into the blood vessels. The second number is the pressure when your heart rests between beats. Bad cholesterol, or LDL cholesterol, builds up and clogs your blood vessels, causing them to become narrowed or blocked. This can lead to chest pain, a heart attack, or a stroke. For people with diabetes, the suggested LDL cholesterol target is below 100. Through healthy eating and exercise, you can help to manage the ABCs of diabetes. Here are a few eating tips. Eat at least 5 servings of fruit and vegetables each day. Make whole grains, starches, and beans a central focus of your meals. Eat small servings of meat, fish, and poultry. Choose healthy oils such as canola and olive oil. Use butter sparingly. Split sweets and treats with a friend or family member. See a dietitian for your own personal meal plan. An easy way to plan meals is to rate your plate. Drag foods from the right onto the plate and click the rate button to rate your plate. Look at your main plate. About 1/4 should be filled with carbs such as bread, noodles, rice, corn, potatoes, or fruit. About 1/4 should be filled with main dish protein foods such as meat, poultry, fish, or meat substitute. The remaining half should be filled with non-starchy vegetables such as tossed salad, carrots, broccoli, and spinach. Living an active life is a great way to help take care of your diabetes. Activity helps you lower your blood sugar, lose weight, and improve blood pressure and cholesterol levels. A little exercise goes a long way. You don't have to spend hours exercising to look and feel better. Just 30 minutes a day will do. You can even split it up into 2 or 3 parts. Try a 10-minute walk after every meal, or think of ways to build extra activity into your day. Walk, wash the car, use the stairs, weed the garden, or clean the house. Every bit counts. The choice is yours. If you smoke, get help to quit. Smoking not only increases your risk for heart disease and stroke, it can also lead to eye, kidney, and nerve damage. When you have diabetes and you smoke, it means double trouble. Ever tried to quit smoking? It's hard, because smoking is an addiction. Your body comes to depend on nicotine, and your mind gets addicted too. Quitting smoking is one of the hardest things you'll ever do, but you'll be glad you did it. Nicotine patches, gum, and new medicines can help. Making a plan can also help you get through tough times. Ask your doctor or other member of your healthcare team for help. While healthy eating and exercise can help you manage the ABCs of diabetes, most people also need medication to reach their target ABC goals. Diabetes pills or insulin shots, pills for high blood pressure and cholesterol, and even aspirin may be part of your diabetes treatment plan. Different diabetes medicines work in different ways to keep your blood sugar on track. Some people take one kind of pill. Others take two kinds of pills, or a combination pill, because the drugs work even better together. Some people take pills and insulin, or just insulin. Over time, changes in the types or amount of medicines are needed to keep A1C levels on target. Click on Many people with diabetes also take other medications to help manage related health problems and reduce their risk for heart attack and stroke. These medicines may include blood pressure medications, cholesterol medications, and aspirin. Click on the Taking multiple medications can be hard. Read the following tips to help you remember to take your medicine. Here is a planner that you can fill in and print out to help you and your diabetes care provider keep track of the medication you are taking. Work with your diabetes care provider to determine the best approach for treating your ABCs of diabetes. Have diabetes? Talk to your healthcare provider about your increased risk for heart disease and stroke. Click on the print button to print out a list of questions to ask at your next visit.